warm welcome to St. Margaret's on this very special Sunday, and a particular thank you to Deborah, who's playing the organ for us this morning. Reminder that this afternoon here at 3 o'clock, we have a service of Evensong. Next Sunday, of course, is Remembrance Sunday. So actually on Thursday, which is the 11th, at 11 o'clock, there's an act of remembrance on the back common. At Tyler's Green here, if you want to come to that, but you need to dress up warm. And then next Sunday, at the end of the 9:30 service here, there'll be an act of remembrance out by the War Memorial. And we've got some of the ATC folk coming to that. But again, wear something warm next Sunday, because it may not be so warm out there. Also, it's my joy to proclaim the banns for Samuel David Carey, single of this parish, and of Zoe Elizabeth Roll, single of this parish. And this is for the first time of asking. And if anyone here knows any just cause or impediment why these persons may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you are to declare it now. Excellent. And Sam and Zoe are getting married here beginning of December. So pray for them, especially for a nice warm day for them as well. So, a lovely couple. Good parents, of course, that's what it comes from. obviously, it's our shoebox Sunday. It was slightly odd this year for shoeboxes, because we didn't get the information out of the shoebox, people who organise the shoeboxes, until very late. I'm sorry about that. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. So it's shoeboxes this week. If you've missed it, then I don't think they'll be picking up the shoeboxes for a few days. So if you wanted to, you could come down and pop them in the porch of the church over the next maybe by sort of Wednesday or so, and then they'll get picked up and taken off with the rest. So I'm sorry about that. We didn't get the information out of them. And we'll receive those shoeboxes during the first hymn. So some of the youngsters up the back want to bring them forward, and we'll do that. And our first hymn is at number 10, All Heaven Declares the Glory of the Risen Lord. And we receive the shoeboxes during this. As we stand, let's just pray for these, because these will get collected with all the others, and eventually they go to a storage depot, and they get taken all the way out to children's homes and care homes in Eastern Europe in time for Christmas. So let's just pray. Father, as we have filled these boxes and wrapped them and sealed them up, so we pray for those youngsters who on Christmas Day will open them up and take out all the toys and the gifts that are in there. And Father, as they do that, and as they receive the joy of all of that, would you touch their hearts, Lord, that thing that they need most, and bless them this Christmas time with something of your love for them and something of our love for them, because we ask this In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you like to take your little service leaflets for family service? So grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And we say together, loving Lord Jesus, we have come to sing to you, to pray to you, and hear you speaking to us. Help us to know that you are with us, now and always. Amen. Please do be seated. One of the things about light is that when you go into a room and you can't quite see what's going on, when it's too dark and there's dark corners, you turn the light on and you can see everything in the room. And of course, our Heavenly Father is like light. So all those little dark corners of our lives, actually, His light shines into them. He sees them, but the extraordinary thing is that He still loves us. Despite knowing exactly everything about us, He still loves us passionately. So we come to our confession. For Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So let us bring our secret sins into His light and confess them to Him. So we say together, O God, our gracious Father, you know us as we really are. You know our selfishness, our anger and resentment, our fear and laziness, our hardness of heart, and our need to begin again. Father, we have failed you often and ask your forgiveness. Help us to live that others may know your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for today. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So please be seated as Alison and Sally come with their readings. Or is it the other way around? Is it Sally and Alison? No. No, it's not. It's Sylvia. Sylvia and then Alison. Yeah, come and talk to the people. Rescue me. Okay. Sylvia, thank you.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Jonah goes to Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is a proclamation he issued in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. But let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent, and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
New Testament reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 to 28, Christ our great high priest. For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sylvia Nelson, thank you. Our next song is in the survey, in the notice sheet, and it's the one, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. The story behind this was of a family in India who became Christians, and the leader, the chief of the tribe, said to him, said this family, you can't follow Jesus. And he said, we'll kill you if you do. And so the father, the family says, I've decided to follow Jesus. And then he said, though none go with me, I still will follow. And then the cross before me, the world behind me. And the family were killed. The story is that the village became Christians after that. But a powerful story of the where the song came from. And of course, I learned it as a children's chorus. Because actually, in one sense, it's not a children's chorus at all. It's a very powerful song. So, I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back. Oh, none go with me, still I will follow. Oh, none go with me, I still will follow. Oh, none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. This is from Mark chapter 1, beginning to read verse 16. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, said Jesus, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please do be seated. And so we're talking about, the theme of this morning is about following. And we've got a story. And of course, the first story was about the Old Testament reading, of course, was about Jonah. And so we're going to have a story about following and about whales, with an H in it, not the country. Now, I'll need the young people out the front here, because we've got a story coming up on the screen. So if you want to bring the youngsters forward so you can see what's going on, and we have something very special for you. So there's part of the story of Jonah that we're going to reenact. A few years ago, just while they're coming, I went whale watching. We were out with our son in California, went off the coast watching whales. And the chap who takes you out whale watching was telling us that whales live, they were grey whales, they live for 70 years, and they're 15 metres long is what they grow to, which is the length of this church. Massive. And they get up to 36 tonnes in weight. The mother, with her calf, the calf is born about 4 metres long, which is kind of almost the width of this church. So it's very large. And the calves drink 1,000 litres of their mother's milk a day. And they grow by 40 kilograms a day. And they've been around for 30 million years. Right. So do you want to take a seat here so you can see the screen? Because this is a story. Here we go. It's a story about Jonah, okay? This chap here, that's Jonah, okay? It has to be a drawing because they hadn't invented cameras in those days, okay? So that's the only reason, otherwise we'd have a photograph of him. And this is a story, it's in the Old Testament times. So this is before the time of Jesus. And Jonah gets his very own book in the Bible. And Jonah was a prophet. It was about the time of King Jeroboam II, and that's about 750 years before Jesus. He came from a town called Gath-Hepha, which is about 3 miles north of Bethlehem. And Jonah was an ordinary guy. And we know that because when the Lord asked him to follow him, Jonah runs in the opposite direction. And I love that. I just take encouragement from people who do that sort of thing. But he knew that God was compassionate and forgiving and all the rest of it. So the prophets, well, I tell you what, let's just turn so you can see it's a bit lighter. There we go. Let's send some of these off, shall we? There we go. That'll help. Generally speaking, the prophets, they were messengers of God. They were sent to the people, did as God said. But there was one exception, and that is this chap, Jonah. Because God spoke to Jonah, and the Lord said to him, go and tell the people of Nineveh that I know all about the things they've done wrong and all their wickedness, because in 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. Now, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, okay? And the Assyrians were the enemies of the people of God. So Jonah actually was very happy to go to Nineveh and tell the enemies of the people of Israel that God was going to destroy them. That sounded like a good thing to do. But then Jonah had a thought, and it occurred to him that God actually is loving. He forgives people. He lets them have a second chance. And he thinks to himself, God won't destroy Nineveh, and I'll look silly. So Jonah sets off, but not for Nineveh, but for the port of Jaffa. That's where the cakes come from. No. And there, he catches a boat bound for Spain, which is where Jaffa oranges come from. Now, as soon as the ship was out at sea, God sends a great storm, and the captain and the crew were terrified. This is the captain of the ship. And you can tell he's terrified, and there's a storm going on in the background. And the captain says, pray to your gods, they cried to the passengers. Pray for your lives. But Jonah was fast asleep in the bottom of the boat. So the captain shook him hard and said, "Pray like everybody else." But Jonah said, "I can't ask God for help. I'm running away from God, and it's God who sent this storm. Throw me overboard and the sea will be calm." Now the captain was a good man, and the captain at first said he didn't want to do that. But the storm got worse and worse and worse, and Jonah insisted that the only way to save everyone else on the ship was to throw him off the boat. And in the end, they did as Jonah said, and they threw him off the ship into the sea. Wow. Now, as Jonah plunged down through the water, the sea grew calm. And on board the ship, the men gave thanks to Jonah's God. And Jonah thought that he was dead. Now, this little bit, we're going to reenact part of the scene. It's going to be very realistic. So I've got there are lots of bubbles as he goes down, and I've got some pots of bubbles. So, okay. So, here we go. Do you want to try it? Look, there we go. So try that. You need to get a little stick out there. Okay. And you've got to blow some bubbles, okay? Can you blow some bubbles for me? Yeah, okay. There we go. Right. There we go. That's it. And there's one here for you too, Natalie. There we go. There we go. That's it. So I open it up for you? Yeah. Whoa. There we go. So I think what you could do for us is, do you want to, that's it, there's some bubbles. So I think if you could go back down there and back again and blow bubbles over the people, could you do that for us? So they also, don't fall over because it's bubble mix everywhere. So can you do that? Then the people will know what it's like to have been thrown into the sea and go down. So if you head down there, one of you blows over that way and the other over the other. Okay, off you go, down there, blow bubbles at the people. That's it, okay. You've got to imagine this is what it's like for Jonah, okay? It's very realistic. So we could issue life jackets for you if you're feeling, yeah. Some of you are better at blowing bubbles than others, I see. There you go. Lots of bubbles. There we go. That's it. Yeah, you blow that. That's it. One. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Well, does any... I tell you what. Here we go. Roger, here we go. I can see you're looking longingly there. Yes. You can blow some bubbles out. There we go. How about this? Who are we... here we go. I think, yeah, Charles, blow some bubbles. This, there we go. That's it. You were looking keen there, weren't you? Some back up here. Philip, here we go. You're good with bubbles. That's it. There you go. Yeah. Pass them back when you've had a... Ah, there we go. See, Roger's all that... All that experience as a child there, Roger. So I think growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. I think that's it. Well done. Hey, well done, Philip. How are we going to get them back, do you think, at the end of this? There we go. Blow back. That's it. Now... This is supposed to be participative, not vindicative. Not vindictive. That's it, yeah. Well done. Right. Shall I look after those? Pop. There you go. I'll give you these back at the end, because you'll get to take them home with you. All right? Well done. There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You can have another go later if you want. Philip, there we go. How come you got two? Oh yeah, there's a lid here. That's it. There we go. Right. So you get to take them home afterwards, and it reminds you about Jonah and all he did. Okay, so that's it. All sticky. So carry on with the story. So Jonah goes down into the sea, but as the waves closed over his head and he thought he was going to drown, he called out to God for help. And God sent a huge fish that swallowed him up, like that. And alone in the dark, inside the fish, he was there for 3 days. There's Jonah inside the fish. And Jonah was sorry that he disobeyed God, and he said so. Oh, there he is. That's what the inside of a fish looks like. If you ever get swallowed by one, you'll know that. So God then gives the word to the fish, to the whale, and the fish spits Jonah out onto the beach, just like that. And Jonah had never been so glad to see the sun before in his life. So now Jonah goes to Nineveh, and he tells, there he is. So that's him just gathering his strength as the whale swims away. And he goes to Nineveh, and there he is. He hitches a ride to Nineveh, and he tells them they're going to be destroyed, and the people of the Nineveh repent and they change their ways. And every one of them, from the lowest slave to the king in his palace. And God was glad because they'd given up their wicked ways and he did not destroy them. Wow. So what do we learn from Jonah? Well, a few things. Ultimately, it's easier to obey God than to disobey him, even sometimes if it seems difficult to do. And sometimes it will feel maybe hard or silly. You think, I'll look foolish. And actually the Lord is saying, you leave all that stuff up to me. We learn too that God doesn't give up on us. Even in the darkest places where we think all is lost, we think we're dead and it's all gone pear-shaped and all wrong, when we pray, God hears us. And the Lord, we also learn that the Lord will have compassion on whom he wishes to have compassion. So that means that God loves even the people that we don't like. And those people can be quite hard to take. The fact that it's those people that have been horrible to us, God loves them. And that's what the people of Nineveh were. They were horrible people, but God still loved and cared for them. But also for us, Jonah, he was imperfect. He was disobedient, he was lazy, devious, prejudiced, irritable, headstrong, and he was chosen. So for us, we can be all of those things, but we can still be chosen by God. That doesn't disqualify you from being chosen. So we learn that from Jonah, that while obedience to God is not always easy, it is always the best thing, and that God never gives up on us. So sometimes, even if we do the wrong thing, and we're going in the wrong way, and we've been disobedient, actually that doesn't mean that God has given up on us. So the theme is about us following Jesus, and I've decided to follow Jesus. And of course, some people, like Jonah, turn around and run the other way. Sometimes, even when we're following Jesus, we turn and run the other way. But God doesn't give up on us, and that's great. And he comes after us, and he follows us, even into those dark places. So, we're going to sing again now. And this is a song because God used here some unusual things. He used the whale as God's instrument to bring Jonah back. Now, I got a song about animals that we're going to teach you. And the song is Mr. Cow. How do you say to the Lord, I love you? Okay, and we're going to do that one, and then we've got to think of some other animals that that we can think. So it goes, Mr. Cow, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Okay, and the cow goes, I walk around in the field all day thinking of lots of things to say, and then you have to make cow noises. Okay, I think we need to practice this bit. Not sure some of you got the idea. Okay, so cow noises go moo.
Moo.
That was spooky. That was so good. Right, okay, so you do some cow noises down here?
Can you do cow
noises? Moo? Yeah, that's good. Small cow noises. Okay, and then we'll do some other animals, okay? And, okay, so, Mr. Cow. Mr. Cow, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Cow, how do you say to the Lord, walk around the field, walk around in the field all day, thinking of lots of things to say. Cow noises. Very good. Let's think of another animal. We've got another animal we can do. A pig. A pig. Okay, so a pig, I snuffle around in the sty all day. Are there pig noises, okay? Yeah, good. Mr. Pig, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Pig, how do you say to the Lord, snuffle around in the sty, snuffle around in the sty all day, thinking of lots of things to say. Yeah, not so good with the pig noises, are we, I noticed? Yeah, okay. What are the other animals? What other animals have we got? We've got animals. Wait, a sheep, a sheep. So sheep gamble in the field. Yeah, and then sheep noises. Ah, it's better than that. That's a bit easier, isn't it? Well done. Mr. Sheep, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Sheep, how do you say to the Lord, gamble around in the field, gamble around in the field all day, thinking of lots of things to say. Sheep noises. Bah, 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 bah. Well done, very good. Other animals, out the back. Sorry? Oh, well, okay, let's do horse then dog. Okay, horse. I gallop around in the field, I gallop around in the paddock all day. Let's be precise. Mr. Horse, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Horse, how do you say to the Lord, I gallop around in the paddock all day, thinking of lots of things to say. Hey, 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 hey. Let's move on dogs quickly, because that's easier, isn't it? Mr. Dog. I lie around in front of the fire all day. How about that, yeah? Mr. Dog. Mr. Dog, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Dog, how do you say to the Lord, I lie around in front of the fire all day, thinking of lots of things. The dog noises. Woof, 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 woof. Okay, another one. Anybody else with an animal?
Chicken.
Sorry, chicken. Oh, yes. I cluck around in the yard all day. Then chicken sounds. Good. Okay, Philip, you can lead us with the chicken sounds, okay? Okay. Mr. Chicken, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Chicken, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Well, I scratch around in the all day, thinking of lots of things today. Yeah, okay. Last one. I think we've got to, Mr. Have you got one? No. Okay. One more. I got Mr. Whale. Because we've done whales, haven't we? Yeah, yeah. So, Mr. Whale, I swim around in the sea all day, and then we do bubble, bubble, bubble. Okay? Yeah. You're glad about that, aren't you? Mr. Whale. Mr. Whale, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Whale, how do you say to the Lord, swim around in the sea? I swim around in the sea all day, thinking of lots of things to say. Bubble, 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 bubble. Bubble, 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 bubble. Bubble, 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 bubble. Well done. Excellent. So, the serious point of that, of course, is that we think we have a monopoly on ways to praise God. We sing songs in church. But actually, just maybe the animals who are part of God's creation, maybe they do know something about God, and actually in their own lives, they praise Him. Now, I tell you what, you, if you like, can go back to your mums and dads at the back, wherever, that's it. And if you'd like to look in your order of service again, and there's our statement of faith. Our statement of faith, and we stand to affirm our faith by saying what we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with His love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And Jean is going to lead us in our intercessions. So let us pray.
Let us pray to our loving Heavenly Father. Your missions for us, Father, may not always be what we wish, or may just seem a huge task and not even make sense to us. So instead of doing, we run away afraid. We mustn't. After prayer pleading with you to save him, you brought Jonah back from certain death and gave him a second chance to complete his mission, and he averted a tragedy. As the Bible does say, Simon, James, and John also were given a second chance to follow Jesus once Jesus' message got through to them. We may question or falter, but we must never stop following Jesus, our great high priest. Dear Lord, we must have trust and faith in your reason for giving us missions to complete, which may be a lifeline for someone. Feed us with your courage, Lord, so we may go out into the world and complete your missions. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Everlasting God, we would thank you daily for the beauty and abundance of this world, if only we remembered, for it is amazing. And yet the beauty of this planet is blemished and its health is failing because we don't take proper care of it. Instead, we slash and burn the forests, pillage the land, and hunt animals to extinction. Carbon dioxide is choking our atmosphere. Why do we not weep, ashamed, ashamed? Lord, revive our collective conscience and restore our sense of responsibility, stewardship of the miracles of nature. Help us to remember. Help us to share your joy in the beautiful miracle of planet Earth. Make us co-creators of a renewed world that shines with your glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, human beings have never been so connected to each other. We communicate constantly through email, text messages, tweets, Instagram, Snapchat, mobile phone, Skype, WhatsApp, Meta, and FaceTime. And it's hard to know what to think. We can reach each other more than ever, but we can also avoid personal contact. Give us wisdom with our technology so that we remain in real human contact with each other, and so that we don't misuse our technology by bullying or abusing others. Lord, in your mercy. We bring before you everything good and bad that has been in our news this week, Father. We ask for continued good health for our Queen and her family, honesty and listening for our government and all MPs, strength for our ministry team, Mike, Graham, David and Mary, and thanks to our organists who play so well for us each week. We bring before you those noted on our news sheet. John Meppham, now in the Star and Garter home down in Wickham. We pray that he will continue to enjoy his life there. We also pray for the PCC meetings at St Margaret's and Holy Trinity this coming week, and Sophia Moore and Thomas Cawthorne following their wedding at Holy Trinity on Thursday. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, the prayer our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jean, thank you. So our offertory hymn is at number 290. Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. Number 290, we receive the offertory during this hymn. Please join us over in the sanctuary for tea, coffee and biscuits and what have you. So may the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service to follow him. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, both now and always. Amen. Amen.